Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Tonight's guest is Peter Brill.
Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
What I think is happening right now is Trump is hemorrhaging power because there's no future but future. There's no power but future power. If you say, I am president today, but I will not be president tomorrow, good luck getting anybody to work with you.
Yep.
Right.
So right now he's trying to hold on to that, and the most loyal people are clinging to him, but the majority of the Republican Party seems to be, let's keep things quiet. Like, when he is in his worst behavior.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward. In the history of the program! You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Who wants to introduce this, and I'll give you echo. Like, you could say, what? Now for the new segment, Eduardo has all the streaming services.
Ron has the better voice.
Oh, God. I knew you were going to say
Let
that.
Let me get you some echo. Hang on.
You knew I was going to say that because you're full of yourself.
Yeah, I know. I am known for a couple things. My voice is one of them. My nose is one of them. And my really, really bad timing with jokes is another one.
I like your nose, Ron.
I thought you were going to finish
Thank
that
you.
With your dong.
I think it's prominent and strong.
12
oh,
okay.
pounds. There we go.
Get me the echo for the 12 pounds. There we go. So, ladies and gentlemen... Introducing the newest segment to the Time Spent Poorly show.
Probably the first time and only time, but...
This will be the inaugural run and the final run, much like the Challenger space shuttle. It's only going to go once. Eduardo has all the streaming services. Tonight's special, Showtime, which I'm... You can take the echo away now. I didn't know Showtime had its own streaming service.
Because all
Why wouldn't
shit's
it?
On... Netflix, isn't it?
No. I don't even know.
No, Showtime has their own streaming service. It's a network channel.
There's HBO. There's Peacock. There's HBO Max.
I know.
There's Apple Plus. There's
Stars has one.
What is Showtime's called? Is it just called Showtime?
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. That's part of their problem. That's bad branding.
Well, should they be called? They've been Showtime for 30 years. HBO Max only rebranded 30? Because...
Is that it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but everybody had to find their
Showtime.
Own
Showtime is part of the
Showtime is what you add to your DirecTV.
It's part of the CBS umbrella.
Showtime Plus, yeah. Showtime Supreme, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I like that Showtime Supreme.
Show motherfucking time.
Thank you. I really do like that.
Showtime
too.
Supreme, yeah. And it's a picture of like a delicious burger. The cheese just fucking melting up. Like Showtime Supreme.
I didn't even know that Showtime had their own. I thought you could bundle Showtime with your Hulu and stuff like that, but I was not aware it was its own actual streaming thing. So,
yeah, they have a history.
Do they have a really great backlog of softcore porn that was on in the mid-90s?
Oh, I'm sure you could find it, but then your view history is all.
Yeah, I don't care about my view
up.
History.
So
honestly, I don't.
The show The Good Lord Bird
no. I mean, really.
Has Ethan Hawke in it.
Considering you're October.
Okay. And Ethan Hawke.
Right. God, Ron watches a lot of weird shit. Yes, he does.
Ethan Hawke is one of those actors that's slowly growing on me.
Slightly?
I didn't like him. Well, he didn't do a lot for me as a young actor.
Okay.
Like when he was because when I was a kid growing up, I always looked at Ethan Hawke as like, I mean, he was fine in like white. Was it White Fang?
His work is
like,
fine.
He had a lot of like kid work,
most disturbing looking motherfucker.
He's gotten more disturbing looking, but it almost works for him, especially in this show.
He elevates most of what he's in.
That's true. He's a good actor.
So
but
it's okay. The Good Lord Bird. Oh, I don't want to watch a trailer. I want to go in cold.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Yeah, don't watch a trailer. I'm trying to go for an image, but this is just like.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah. He, see, he's, that's why he looks disturbing, because he should have been in the Civil War.
Yeah. Huh?
He just should have been.
Well, you know...
That's COVID, why Gattaca was so hard to watch.
COVID has shut down a lot of movie productions. If he needs to draw a paycheck or two, he can go be a Civil War reenactor.
It's a limited series.
Okay.
But if you can acquire it, maybe on your Showtime...
So what's the premise?
Showtime Supreme. You can watch it on
Showtime. Showtime Supreme.
I need to trademark that. Like,
like just call them up and be like, hey, I got this really good idea. It's called Showtime Supreme. They're like... Thank you. They're going to hang up on you. You're going to see it right? next week.
Motherfucker.
Why haven't we thought of this before? No, the premise is basically he is, and it's supposedly based on a true story. His character is John Smith.
Oh.
Do you know about the Southern? He basically, he wanted to liberate all the slaves during the Civil War era.
I've only known like 17 people named John Smith in 40 years.
The one from Pocahontas, or what are we?
Maybe it's something else, but
the
anyway.
Fucking guy who made up Mormonism?
No, that was Joseph Smith.
Whatever. His dad?
John Brown. John Brown.
Smiths are everywhere, and they're all powerful.
So he was an American abolitionist.
Okay.
He doesn't quite look the same in his historical photograph.
Anything like Ethan Hawke.
But Ethan Hawke's portrayal is...
Execution by hanging.
Awesome.
He's probably never even seen a hawk.
Only 59. They hung him.
Vilified as a madman and a terrorist. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, his abolitionist tendencies involved a lot of murder in the process. Right.
I kind
of
hope I get lynched.
We need to free them peacefully. It was like, we need to shoot the masters in the head.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But it's been fun to watch. I'm only a couple episodes in.
Okay.
But he chews up the scenery. He's excellent in it.
Okay.
I think, you know... He's one I hold on, like Vincent D'Onofrio is another one that I think is underappreciated as an actor.
I don't agree. I think people appreciate him properly.
I think he is very appreciated.
I just don't think he gets the work that he... Like, I think there's more...
He was in The Judge. He's maybe one of those guys.
He's working.
He was in The Judge.
That's a good movie.
It is.
He's always working.
He was the Kingpin. I mean, he's been working since... Oh,
I see him show up and stuff and all that. I should see him show up in a lot of stuff. I just don't.
He even dipped out of movies for a while and led the Law and Order spinoff.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like he's always working.
Why he can be choosy.
Hasn't been as active.
So here's my question for you, Ward.
Okay.
Since we're going over and we'll make this a regular thing now.
Talking about me watching
every time that we bring up the streaming services and the fact that you apparently genuinely do have all of them.
Because I have all the
you
streaming
have ones
services.
That I didn't even fucking know existed.
You got Peacock?
So
I do.
Okay.
There's some good free shit on Peacock, by the way.
There is.
Mr. Mercedes is awesome.
The old Abbott and Costello Universal monster movies were on there. I watched a couple of those during Halloween. Like Abbott and Costello Meet the Wolfman and Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man and stuff.
Oh.
You know what they call a female peacock?
A peahen.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mom always told me it
was... What do they look like? They don't have the big...
Oh, God, no. They're
just
brown.
No, they're
just
like... They look a lot like a turkey.
They're hideous.
They look a lot like a turkey.
Okay. I'm actually...
My grandma always told me it was a peacunt, and I grew up thinking it was that, and it's not. It's a peahen.
So, and I...
Grandma.
I'm not picking on you when I say this.
No, no.
But how much do you spend each month on the Showtime streaming service?
Oh, I just signed back up for Showtime. I canceled it. Showtime's expensive.
Is it? How much is it?
I will cancel it again when I'm done watching the handful of shows that I upped for.
Okay.
I think it's like $11 a month.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
$11 a month for Showtime Supreme.
Wow.
That's Netflix level.
That's high. It's high.
Netflix
because
just raised their prices, actually.
Did they? What are they at?
The one that I have now went up from $14 to $16 a month.
I pay $7.
But
whatever.
But the
that's
problem is
steep, dude.
It is because HBO Max is $15. And
seriously?
Their fucking library is enormous now, especially since they went. Yeah, that's the same as what HBO was. Basically, if you had an HBO,
I didn't realize it was that much,
subscription,
huh?
It just, you basically went to the Max one. But yeah, Max is great cuz it's got so much content.
Yeah, there's a load of stuff on there.
But for the $15, it's worth it. For the $11 for Showtime,
for Showtime,
unless, I guess, if you're a William H. Macy fan and you like that show Shameless, then, but I never could get into that show. I tried.
Shameless is on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But if you're watching like the new seasons or whatever.
So I enjoyed it.
What else are you watching?
I haven't watched it. The other one is Moonbase 8.
It's got Fred Armisen in it. I won't watch it.
And Tim Heidecker.
It's created by Tim Heidecker, Fred Armisen, and
which one's
John
Tim
C. Riley. Riley.
Tim
and Eric Awesome Show.
Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. Good
yeah,
job.
Speaking of quirky for the sake of being quirky.
That show's kind of fucked. I like it. I enjoy that they push the limits a little bit, but there's a certain point where you pass the line of like you're punking your own audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop. Don't do that.
I didn't
don't
watch enough of it. I only audience. Saw a little of bit of it.
So he did a movie review series with a guy. God, I cannot for the life of me.
He's in the name. Movie that he just did the where he runs for.
Yeah.
Prosecutor.
Yeah.
They're in the movie together. They did that movie together. I can't remember what it's called, but I just watched it. It's
called On
too.
Cinema at the Cinema.
Yeah.
Is the name of the movie review show. It is, again, I go back to what Peter was saying earlier about being quirky for the sake of being quirky.
Greg Turkington.
Yeah. Which Greg Turkington is in a movie that came out, I believe, 2 years ago called The Greasy Strangler. It is one of the most revolting things I've ever seen. Like, genuinely, they set out to make you feel like you need a shower after the movie, and it fucking works. It's really, really gross. And
is that
not
the one, the found footage one that you were talking about?
No.
I give that a thumbs down without ever watching it.
No, it is. And again, it's in that same vein of the Tim and Eric where it's like, we're going to be weird and over the top just because that's what we do.
Yeah, we're running off the cliff over and over again.
Yeah, that's what The Greasy Strangler is, where it's just like, man, what's the next really fucking gross thing we can put in this movie? Yeah, let's do that.
It surpassed being funny and went into upsetting and weird.
Yeah,
right at the beginning.
Very quickly.
And Tim and Eric, every time it just went from weird and upsetting back to funny, you're like, there it is, off the cliff again.
Yeah.
With Moonbase 8, what I like about, I like John C. Reilly. There's not much
I really like him.
You can't say anything bad about that guy. He's a fucking American hero.
And so he plays the lead, and yeah, I don't mind Fred Armisen's character in it.
I thought it said his last name was Hentai. I was like, really? But no.
But he was, there's one part, I can't remember what the dialogue was, but it was like something about wealth. And he's like, but a lot plays into it, like genetics and, you know, and social status. And like, I can't remember all, but it was hilarious. Just some of the dialogue that they write, and it's mm-hmm. really subdued and kind of slow paced, but mm-hmm. but it is enjoyable. They have Travis Kelce, which I didn't know who that was, but he's a football player.
He's a football player for the Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah. He plays, spoiler alert, he gets killed in the first episode because he's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
But he's playing himself as an asshole.
Nice.
Bossing John C. Reilly's character around, and then he starts digging a hole and like falls in this big crevasse and dies.
Maybe Funke is in it as well, I see. Aaliyah Shawkat.
Oh, yeah.
From Arrested Development. Yeah. Now.
Maybe tonight.
So,
Funke.
What all is even? I'm sorry to be
it's
so
kind
stunned
of
by
like,
it, but what all is on the Showtime streaming network? Like, they don't have that fucking much, do they?
There's not a lot. There's not a lot that you can't find on other stuff. Like Weeds, you can find on Netflix, I think. A lot of their stuff, and Dexter is a Showtime show, but you can find on Netflix.
Yep.
I hate the new splintered media. I liked it when Netflix was the only game in town and everybody just wrote off their rights to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hate that everybody wants to get their fucking nickel in the operation.
Agreed.
And I appreciate that, obviously, they're a company, they own the property, they want to. But wasn't it so wonderful when you just had to pay for one subscription?
For
you
one
pretty
service,
much had everything.
You were basically, that was the whole idea behind cutting the cable cord.
Everybody yeah. wants a slice of the pie, and being a
and so now
cable
they're pulling you back in
is like being a cable subscriber.
Well, yeah, that's where it's going to go. Is you're going to go from
if you want everything.
Well, I'm cutting out DirecTV because it's $110 a month, but I pay $50.
But if I want
Netflix,
these, if I want these five channels, I like
Showtime.
So now I get to pay premium dollars for.
Spending the exact same amount of money, all you have to do is now instead of just being able to change the channel, you've got to back out and go to your home screen and load up a new app and blah blah blah. It's exhausting.
I stopped
it
looking
really
a long time ago at what my monthly outgoing is for those services.
That's
just
a terrible idea.
I need to reevaluate that thing.
You just suck it up, eat that grit, and look at it and just be like, okay, I need to
what's
cut all
go?
Of these.
Yeah.
Amazon, I don't even count because I make up for it in shipping.
Right.
Just in dog food shipping.
Yeah.
Because dog
Amazon
food is
Prime's
like a
easy.
Fucking 50-pound bag.
The fact that they give you a video streaming service with it, it's inconsequential.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's nice to have,
and,
but
yeah.
it's free.
Yeah. The shows that are on there are phenomenal.
Yep.
The Man in the High Castle is probably the highest production value on anything on anywhere. It's fucking gorgeous. And... the production
yeah, there's,
values
there's several shows
on
Amazon.
The boys are
yes,
not that
someday
great.
Someday one of your kids are going to need braces, and you're going to be like, I'm sorry, Daddy.
One of my kids has
peacock.
Braces.
Daddy needed his peacock. Daddy
do you want straight teeth, or do you want Showtime Supreme? Fucking go on.
And the thing about Peacock is there's enough for free on Peacock that you probably don't need to
no,
pay
that
for
was,
it.
Like I said, I wasn't aware until we were talking on the show that Peacock had a free option.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I went home and downloaded it, and I was really genuinely impressed with
and then there's,
the amount of free content that's on there.
There's a shitload of free stuff on Tubi,
yeah,
which
we
is
use
phenomenal.
That.
Have you ever used Pluto TV?
Yeah, we use
also
it too.
Has a shitload of
okay.
free TV.
Pluto TV has a channel that plays Mystery Science Theater 24 hours a day. And I fucking love it.
You can have watch you, Johnny. You, that's where you can watch Johnny Carson all day long.
Yeah,
too.
My mom watches it a lot.
Okay, I wasn't aware
have you
aware
looked
of that.
At Buzzer?
No,
it's on Pluto.
Okay,
and it's on our Jenny's TV in the living room. Has
uh-huh.
got Samsung TV.
Yeah,
which is like the their app that's just like Pluto.
Uh-huh.
Also has Buzzer, and it just plays old Match Game all day, and then it'll
I
cut to
love
classic
game.
Concentration with Alex Trebek. And then it's just old game shows all day long.
I fucking love
you've never
it.
Seen them before,
I
so they're not reruns to you.
Fucking love Match
yeah, they
Game,
are.
Man.
Well,
I used to hang
you're
out with
an old
my
man.
Grandma. But
I keep forgetting you're
it's
old.
Awesome. So there's that. Then there's Crackle, and Crackle like cycles through, and they've got their own series because it's a Sony thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got their own series with the guy that played Hellboy, Ron Perlman.
Mm.
That's got two seasons on there. You got to put up with some commercials, but it's not that big a deal. And there's so much free shit out there.
When did commercials become such a deal breaker for people?
I don't know.
Netflix,
probably.
Netflix yeah. is what showed us.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
Well,
Netflix
and
showed us what
pirating.
World without commercials felt like.
Pirating, yeah, pirating is probably what did it the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, you know what saved a lot of people from having to pirate is subscription
Netflix.
Services and yeah. Spotify,
mm-hmm.
because of how easy it is to get a
the
hold of
the reason why
content.
We pirated stuff. A lot of people is not because we were adverse to paying for it. It's because we didn't want to go to fucking Walmart and try and buy a CD.
Yeah.
It's so hard to
not
buy
have
a hard copy of things
want
from Walmart.
Anyways.
Right. That's,
no,
I would rather
only,
wait 2 days to
it
get
was,
it in the mail than go to Walmart and get something.
Yeah. A lot of the movies that I watch that are like weird niche movies, several of which I've talked about on the show, the only reason why I ever pirated them is if I didn't pirate them, I don't know how else I would fucking get it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in town where I could go buy it.
And which goddamn service do you have to go to
and,
find it?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, I have a Fire Stick. I don't know. Do you have a Fire Stick? A lot of times, because I have my Fire Stick plugged in, it'll tell you what service you can subscribe to get.
Is Matthew. That the Amazon?
There's also a website
yeah.
called, like, Where Is It Streaming?
Prime works
and you
that
can
way.
Look up
yeah.
Their
Matthew
app.
Matthew, actually.
It's well, yeah,
because
it's a thing Amazon.
Because we have the Roku Plus or whatever it's called, where it like it plugs into the HDMI port and then has a battery that plugs in through the USB. Matthew, of all people, my 11-year-old, who I'm always learning shit from, it has a search function where you can go and you're like, well, I want to watch this movie. And you search for it through the Roku, and the Roku will tell you, oh, it's on HBO Max, or oh, it's on Amazon Prime or whatever. And
Amazon,
like, shit, you can do Fire that? Stick Thank does you. That too. I had no idea.
That's cool.
It's really helpful. But
to me, like, I'll go on to Netflix and not know what I want to watch. And I'll have already scrolled through all of their suggestions. And every fucking line of suggestions is the same, like, 15 movies, right? Yep. There's 7,000 fucking movies on there. I don't know what's on there because they won't show me everything.
Right.
It's exhausting.
And I have to think of something and then search for it. And then it'll show me like 11 things that are like that because the one thing that I want to watch isn't on there.
Yep.
And maybe I'll go look on Amazon. Maybe I won't. And then it's whatever I wanted to watch ends up being on one of the free services. What the fuck am I paying for this for? Why do I still have Netflix except that I have the cheap ass $7 one that if the kids want to watch something, I can turn it on that. And then they're watching something on standard definition, which doesn't look any fucking different.
No.
And doesn't eat all my fucking internet when they want to watch Disney Plus in 4K. And I don't have 4K TVs, so it doesn't matter if it's in 4K. But I can't turn it down so it's not sucking a gigabyte a minute.
Right.
And then I pay an extra $1,500 in internet this month.
You can change your stream settings and
fucking
on Netflix.
Where?
You got to do it on a computer.
Hi, Jesse.
Sons of bitches.
We're actually talking about streaming services right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, how do you like the Disney Plus?
How's your Marvel rewatch going? I was genuinely like, it was. I love Iron Man. Yeah, I do too. So she messaged me the other day because she's with the coronavirus. It's really thrown off her. I mean, as it has with everybody, it's thrown off her work life and whatnot. And she was like, hey, I know that you would be a good person to ask about this. If I'm going to sit down and watch, I think that if I remember right, the ones that she asked about was Infinity War and Endgame. But she was like, can I sit down and go into these movies cold or with the knowledge that I have of the Marvel movies? And will I still enjoy them? And the more that I thought about it as we talked back and forth, the more that I started to realize that, like, really, no, you can't.
It's like a capstone. It's not.
You will still enjoy them.
They're enjoyable on their own, but you can't fully appreciate the continuity.
There are so many things. Like, as I was telling her, I was like, okay, I was trying to hit the capstone movies of, like, you have to see this prior to. If you didn't watch Civil War, you would have absolutely no idea. Why the fuck aren't Captain America and Iron Man friends?
Right.
Where the fuck did that come from? So the more that I started to analyze it in talking to her about it, the more that I started to realize that in a lot of ways, no, you can't.
Mm.
You really kind of, in order for you to get everything out of the movie, yes, you can still enjoy it. But in order to get everything out of the movie, you really kind of actually do.
So are you watching them, Jesse? Are you watching them in chronological order? So like
she has a script of.
Okay, so yeah. She's not watching
watch
Iron Man 1, 2, 3.
No.
Captain 1, 2, 3. She's watching whatever order they release in for chronology.
There's like a recommended order.
Yeah,
where
that was one of the things we talked about.
In universe. Chronology,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
actual chronology.
Yeah.
In universe, it's like, how did Nick Fury lose his eye? Well, if you didn't watch this, you're not gonna know.
Uh huh.
Oh,
go
yeah.
on, go on, and so.
So
forth.
You watch Captain Marvel first.
Yeah.
And yeah, no.
Or no, I guess you'd watch Captain America,
then
the
Captain
first Avenger
for Marvel, then Iron Man 1 and 2.
It was very interesting to me because I guess I didn't really give it as much thought as maybe I should have. That yeah, you really because I grew up. On comics, and because I was always so excited about the movies coming out, it was never a second thought of like, yeah, I'm absolutely going to watch the new Marvel movie when it comes out. But as someone who didn't to approach it from that way, like, yeah, man, I honestly can't imagine watching Infinity War not having seen the other
right.
Marvel movies.
Right.
Makes sense. It's its own cosmology.
Yeah.
It's just like Star Wars. You're not going to start with Attack of the Clones.
It's true.
I mean, you can.
True.
What's that? The second one? My
yeah,
bad.
It is. No, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Like I said, there's a lot to criticize about the Marvel movies, but fun is the word that you use, and it's the most operative word I can think of. Even their worst stuff is still fun to watch.
And I tell you,
Head and shoulders above.
I told her today she should, or yesterday, that she should watch Mandalorian too while she's at it. She declined.
My dad.
But if for nothing else, watch it for Timothy Oliphant's hair in season two. Man.
Man.
What a beautiful coif.
Swoon. No, I even sold dad on Mandalorian.
Really?
Yes.
He watched it?
He hasn't watched it yet, but I've sold him on watching it.
Dad. I thought for sure dad would jump on fucking Star Wars as soon as Disney bought it.
I did too.
No grown man has ever liked fucking anything as much as my dad likes Disney.
But it's
he's oppositional to Star Wars.
He does not like Star Wars. He's one of those people who takes pride in the fact that he's never seen a Star Wars movie. Until I sat down and started talking to him about, no, Dad, don't think about The Mandalorian as Star Wars. Realize that The Mandalorian is merely a Western dressed up in Star Wars clothes. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah.
You can't sell it as that either. You have to sell it as something else besides just a Western, because then there's people that are opposed to both of those things.
I respectfully disagree.
There are people that are opposed to both.
I think that that is, I mean, it worked for Dad. Granted, he hasn't watched it yet.
If you don't like Star Wars,
he perked up to that sales
Disliking
pitch.
Disliking both is kind of...
More than
it's a big spectrum.
His whole thing was, oh, it's goofy and space and blah, 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 blah. And as soon as I told him, I was like, no, think about the old Italian spaghetti westerns that you watched, where it's just all beautiful landscape shots and really slow, and there's a gunslinger and this and that. And I was like, it's that, but with space stuff.
But that's what Star Wars, the first, like, A New Hope was.
In a lot of ways, yes. But not as much as Mandalorian.
It leaned a little more into the samurai flicks instead of the... Because based on the trappings.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I really enjoyed the second episode a lot, but I also, there was a part of me that is, I'm also like, we need to like get away from the conflict resolution.
The episodes. We were talking about that on the way up. It's very much a monster of the week.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really, there's not a lot of shows.
It's visually amazing.
And we'd said
so
that.
So pretty.
We'd said that over the chat too.
If you like Firefly, you'll like Mandalorian.
Honestly, if you like Firefly, you'll probably like Mandalorian. Without too many spoilers, how did you feel about the child in the last episode? I thought it was really, really solid timing for comic relief.
And I think he's very. I don't know. There were season one's a year old.
The child reminded me very much of a kitten.
And there's that time when he starts to choke out Kara.
Yep.
And I think the child is a very suspect thing.
I think that his cuteness might belie some other.
I think he's very suspect.
I don't know that I would go that far, but if they went that route, surprise is not what I would feel, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I know that I would say he's suspect, but if he started to show more of those kind of characteristics, I wouldn't be surprised. People automatically look at him and they think, oh, for one, it's super duper cute. For two, it looks like Yoda. So you're going to lean towards the good guy, cuteness, wholesomeness, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe he's not that.
So, but
I think he's going to be more like the Mandalorian than he is going to be.
But then what
like
happens
Yoda?
When the series runs its course and people have all this fucking tchotchke shit that they bought up over the... Like when?
Oh, I don't think they'd take him like full evil turn.
Yeah.
What about all the people who named their fucking kids Khaleesi?
Yeah.
And then she burned. Uh-huh.
How you think they feel? How you think they feel?
Fair point.
Or they were like, oh, we'll name her Arya Stark, whatever. And then
she's a murderous psycho.
She fucking fed that dude his kids.
Yeah. No.
You people are stupid.
I did not like this, to go to your point, Andrew, I did not like the second episode of this season as much as the premiere. Honestly, Ward, like you said, largely Timothy Oliphant
carried that episode.
He's so, the crate dragon fight, as I said, mm-hmm. is probably like all Star Wars movies, everything combined, probably like a top three Star Wars moment for me.
I honestly, yeah, in that episode,
so well done.
I stopped caring about Mando, the child, and it became about, like, I was like, I want to know Oliphant's story. I'd rather, I'd almost watch
it. There's three books about it.
Yeah.
The whole Aftermath trilogy. Yeah. Is about his character, like how he got to be who he is, and it ends a month before that episode
I would
starts.
Totally
I might have to read those books.
Yeah. Me too. I like Chuck Wendig's writing
normally
style.
Star Wars books can kiss my ass. Normally,
we were friends on Facebook for a while, but then we had a disagreement.
Disagreement. Ah, speaking of disagreements, that's a great way to segue. Let's talk about politics.
Yeah.
Should we?
Huh?
Should we?
We're there.
Are we?
Outcome of the election?
Admittedly, I don't have a lot to say.
I don't know that we're going to disagree.
I'm glad that I didn't place money because...
My candidate didn't win.
Neither did mine. But if I had...
Kanye?
No.
My candidate wasn't on the ballot.
Chris and I, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I think you've already said it. Chris and I both voted George Rogenson.
I say it awfully loudly.
If I were a betting man, which this is just more proof as to why I am not a betting man, because I lose bets, I would have put money on Trump winning. And while it is not guaranteed yet, I mean, it's not over until it's over, but I think the writing is pretty clearly on the wall.
We were at the lodge on Tuesday. Last Tuesday night, we were at the lodge, and I was pretty confident based on the numbers that they had, that they were forecasting at the time, that Trump had it in the bag. I left thinking he won because they had at the time Michigan and Wisconsin were both red on the map.
Yeah,
and it didn't look like, and it looked pretty favorable for Trump. And that, like, when I was looking at the thing, I was like, the most Biden can get at this point is these are pretty comparable.
Could you grain me again, mate?
These sexist misogynists not voting for a woman because she's a woman. I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason the libertarians didn't win this time. It's why Hillary lost. That's why Joe Jorgensen lost.
People just really don't like women in this country.
No, I know why the libertarians don't win.
Of leadership. No.
Like, I get it. Because...
Well, and I don't think... Jorgensen didn't have a loud enough voice either. Like, I think that there needed to... Like, if she wanted to even have a chance at winning, there needed to be more exposure. Her percentage of votes were
too... It's a two-game party. I mean, like...
Two-party game?
Yeah, it's a two-party game.
Our platform is bullshit.
It is.
Oh, I agree.
No, our platform is leave us alone. That's not, you can't win a vote.
It has to be a little more nuanced than that.
Yeah. I mean, and as much as I love her, all taxation is theft. You have to be more nuanced. We all need to use roads and, you know, exactly.
police officers and fire department.
We've had exactly that conversation. Like, I like the interstate highway program. I like it. Yep. It's necessary to get fucking stuff moved
very
around.
Important.
Yeah.
There are things that we need the federal government for. I don't think they need to be in our shit all the time, but like, you gotta get more in there than just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
That's why I won't win when I run next time. Like, because that's my platform is,
your stance on genocide might be a hindrance too. I mean, I'm not saying, just saying, but...
How are we going to fix global warming? I'm going to kill all the Brazilians.
Well, you see, there's too many people, so what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of a lot of them.
We're going to empty out South America.
No,
the world's lungs are going to get cleared out of the tobacco that is humanity.
Let
me get off my soapbox real quick.
The thing about the election thus far that upsets me the most... is the extremism that I see on both sides.
It's a bunch of fucking assholes.
You've got the people on the Republican side who are, I'm sorry, and you and I have talked about this a little bit extensively. An election for prom king is something that you rig. An election for a class president is something that you rig. The amount of work that would go into fixing a presidential election.
Yeah, and somebody's going to squeal. Even somebody on your own side.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be most famous person in America if I turncoat right now. That's a juicy fucking apple to pick.
I don't buy that. And so the people who are so quickly, and Trump himself included, the people who are so quickly banging the drum about voter fraud and the fix being in and stuff, sorry, you're showing your ignorance.
It's not like the Republicans didn't put their thumb on the scale as hard as they fucking could before the election. And I mean, I'm not calling them out specifically because I'm sure the Democrats would have done the same if we had the scale close enough to us.
But on the flip side of that, the people on election night, the pro-Democrat people that I saw that were basically saying, if we have four more years of Trump, I'm going to throw myself off a bridge.
Or I'm going to burn down my city.
Yeah, like,
I think that's all bullshit. I don't think there was any, you know, nuts to that bark.
People who are friends of mine on Facebook who were uncomfortably upset about, like,
I'm ready to die.
They would have thought and maybe planned something, but after they had a nap,
you know, emotionally
upset. I think the majority of human beings
could
move out of
it. I would like to think so.
Jerk off, go to bed.
Go to sleep.
Jerk off and go to bed.
Yeah. Call back.
Put that on a fucking t-shirt. the problem is the political climate that we live in and with how easy it is to stoke that fire.
I wrote a fucking thing.
Okay. So I'm leading into it there. But I really, the extremism that I saw on both sides is
it's distasteful. It's un-American.
Thank you. It's very un-American. It's worrisome.
Yeah.
Well, and there is one of the differences, though, is like the way people prepared for a Trump victory was to board up their businesses.
Yeah.
And the way people prepared for a Biden victory was to prepare for a court battle.
Yeah.
And that says an awful lot, too. Like, okay, we're ready to fight you in court. Like, say what you will about rigging elections and how ignorant it sounds that maybe an election could be rigged. But these same people who are saying it's ignorant that an election could be fixed have just spent 4 years saying that Trump fixed the last one.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Bullshit.
The people who were talking about how all votes matter.
I don't
think
he fixed the last one. I think he won it outright.
No, and I think then, so too. Absolutely.
It says a lot about our fellow Americans. Mm.
No, it's true, but we're all of those things.
That can lose right. to somebody we're, that unlikable.
We're Trump.
It's
we're
the
Biden.
John Kerry situation all over again.
I'm not
no
Biden.
Shit.
Well,
but
no,
it's not
I,
like the
I
Republicans don't,
sniff don't
do the same. Remember John McCain? They're smart. Their brilliant idea
that's not true
was
either,
pick up
either.
Sarah Palin when John McCain wanted to run with Joe Lieberman.
Yeah.
With which I think a unity ticket would have repaired the soul of America significantly in that era.
I don't know that could've. McCain was the right call on that.
Not like, necessarily, but just the idea of a unity, like a compromise at the top.
Yeah.
Would have been
beautiful.
It's
not a bad idea. Yeah. It's not.
It's just we can't yell at each other anymore because as soon as I talk shit about your guy, his guy, like the other team's guy is his VP.
Yeah.
I saw a friend on Facebook say the other day, and they are very, very loud and proud, anti-Trump, pro-Democratic Party, all of that stuff. And somebody who is a friend of theirs commented about how the way that you're behaving shows that you don't love your president. And I could not have loved his answer more because he was like, I'm supposed to love my mom. Yeah. I'm supposed to love my siblings. I'm not supposed to love my president. I'm supposed
to. Yeah, that's
to
not dictated from on high.
I'm supposed to.
I don't like Donald Trump.
I'm supposed to.
A certain amount of
him?
The country didn't like fucking George Washington, I'm sure.
I don't like him. I definitely
like,
don't love him.
He's a fucking powdered wig piece of shit.
You're supposed to respect him?
Only up to the point that they respect
more than
their.
Yes, more than him himself.
And should I respect the office when he doesn't?
Right,
that argument of loving your president is so, so dangerously close to like what the fucking Nazis did.
Yeah, it's a tribalistic dog whistle.
I don't like to make those comparisons because people, I think,
they bandy them about way too quickly.
Very quickly.
So throw out the idolatry.
But yeah, the idolatry.
One of the Ten Commandments.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
And the way that these people worship both of them, Biden and Trump, is really genuinely upsetting.
I don't care if you're religious or not. Like, idolatry is a bad fucking thing.
Of anything.
What did the great gold sheep do for any of us?
Exactly. But that's why fandom is so off-putting.
Yep.
Because it's idolatry. It takes away...
That's very it well. That's very astute, Huds. Thank you.
Very much so.
It takes away the self and puts all of the value on something external that has no real value.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because only it's a fake thing.
Only the value you assign to it. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And that value is so fragile.
Yep.
So fragile. Because, I mean, think about, because at one point were a pretty big Star Wars fan, right?
I still am a big Star Wars fan. Hi, Amy. Congratulations. I love you. I am so, so fucking happy.
Big shout out to Ollie.
It's like putting all your eggs in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
The franchise, because
you love Johnny Depp.
Speaking of perfect movies, that first Pirates movie is very much a perfect movie.
Very much so.
That movie is fucking genius.
You're not wrong. No, I still consider myself a Star Wars fan. There is a lot about Star Wars that I hate, but I do still consider myself a Star Wars fan.
Mm. Yeah, the even the prequels shattered some people's whole sense of self.
Yeah.
Because of
how much they had clung on to.
Right. They built something around their personality around it. Like, there were people in the army whose dog tag said their religion was Jedi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
I was on a couch in line for the first Star Wars prequel down at the Liberty.
I cut you.
Did you?
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Big shout out to Lee McVeigh on that one. I didn't know there was two couches down there. Thanks,
no,
Lee,
there was.
I did too.
There was the Pizza Hut couch.
Oh no, Lee and was, I. Lee was doing a remote, and I got to walk down after work, and Lee and I walked in first and got to sit.
Right front, nine rows back. There was a lot that pissed me off at that, because there were so many bringers to that. Like, just like the line was this, and then like one person. It was like this exponential cut in front of me. Like, I was like third in line with there was like a couple groups of us. I had like this little flip and screw couch. We called those in college. We were sitting on that, and like, it was me and three people, and then there were like three people ahead of us. And then all of a sudden, the line just exponentially grew in front of me. So not only did you cut me,
I several cut other people.
I'm glad to see you recovered and are healthy again.
I'm okay.
You made it. You made it, man.
Got to see the
You
movie.
Fought your way through it.
We all survived.
I told a 11-year-old to shut the fuck up, I think, at that movie.
Lovely.
I reached up and I tapped on his shoulder. I'm like, because he was just being obnoxious. And I go, shut the fuck up. And then he just shut up.
Nice.
Didn't talk the rest
Good
of the
parenting.
Movie. Well, I was 18, 19.
Yeah,
19,
no, you were maybe. Flexing your dad muscle. You were getting it ready.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to get someone 18? Pregnant soon. Just you wait.
You probably impregnated three or four different people in the theater.
Sorry, that was...
through osmosis.
That's funny.
Osmosis.
Sorry, everybody.
No,
I apologize for my
But yeah, those movies like shattered some people.
Yeah.
And their
How many
whole...
people did you see said, did George Lucas ruin my childhood? Like,
yeah.
That was a fucking meme.
Yeah.
That's the whole over fandom thing again.
Only when
you make the great gold sheep would you ever say something like that.
Exactly.
Pointless. Like, you know,
you can just ignore it. If you don't like the movies, just be like, fuck that. I really like episodes 4, 5, and 6.
But you know what ruined my childhood was going back and watching my childhood. Like, looking at those cartoons that I really enjoyed when I was 6.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh, fuck, God, kids are stupid.
How did I watch this?
You know who was stupid? Me. Because I was a kid, and kids are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, G.I. Joe's retarded, and He-Man sucks.
Dude, G.I. Joe is so
bad. It's mature that you're able to... internalize that.
G.I. Joe is... I have not gone back and watched He-Man. I've gone back and I've watched some of the
He-Man's
90s...
He-Man's on motherfucking Netflix. Do not watch it.
The old 90s animated X-Men is now on Disney+.
Real hit and miss.
They're really hit and miss.
Some of them are bad and some of them are okay.
But I haven't gone back and watched He-Man at all. But when I still had DirecTV... and I would stay up to ungodly hours of the night, there was a channel, and I cannot remember which channel it was, but they played a lot of that old kind of shit. They played the old Transformers. They played stuff like that. And from like 3 to 4 in the morning, they played an hour of the old G.I. Joe cartoons. And holy shit.
I bet it was like, USA.
But people it's,
no, it
say
wasn't
like,
USA. It was a niche network that oh. I... like. It's one that I genuinely don't remember the name of. It's not like, I don't remember which channel it was on. Like, I know... it was on a channel, but I don't remember what the name of that channel
people
was.
People say things like, Michael Bay ruined Transformers, Michael Bay ruined Ninja Turtles, these new G.I. Joe movies ruined G.I. Joe. Like, no. G.I. Joe ruined G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that shit. It's bad.
Go rewatch it now and try
they just tried to make
find...
it a little bit better, maybe.
There's a reason that they let Sergeant Slaughter be on there.
Yep.
they could pull in professional wrestlers because it was nonsense. The whole thing. You know what the best thing to come out of G.I. Joe is those fake commercials at the end that they turned into like YouTube videos like pork chop sandwiches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do we think the fallout's going to be from this election?
It depends on how the next couple of months...
It depends on how...
Yeah,
once the electorate gets through their thing in
what
December.
What I think's happening right now is Trump is hemorrhaging... power, because there's no future but future. There's no power but future power. If you say I am president today, but I will not be president tomorrow, good luck getting anybody to work with you.
Yep.
Right.
So right now he's trying to hold on to that, and the most loyal people are clinging to him. But the majority of the Republican Party seems to be let's keep things quiet. Like when he is in his worst behavior, they and I appreciate this about the Republicans. They're quiet. Because they're smart. They know how to play politics.
They're playing the long game.
Yeah, right. They're thinking, well, you know, if he's going to
go McConnell's
down in flames,
like,
we're not going to go down with him.
Yeah. Even McConnell's like, well, he has the right to fight this.
Yeah, and he does.
He has every right to fight
that. Absolutely
right?
Does.
That said, the election has been called. The Associated Press has been calling elections since 1860.
Yep.
And that's how we've always been like, okay, that's it. Once the Associated Press,
yep,
all the agreed upon, including, you know, the conservative people, all say, yeah, okay.
Because they have an entire algorithm there.
They have a very specific system of, we don't call anything until, and these are their words,
until it's impossible.
The path to victory.
And they've only been wrong.
Yeah, it's been three times.
Impossible.
Yeah. And
they were wrong with Gore. They were wrong with Dewey.
Yeah, the Gore thing, the margin was much, much smaller than it is this time.
The Gore margin.
And I'm not saying they won't overturn something. The amount of voter turnout is incredible. This election has been,
if you can say anything
about it, it's really good with how many people it managed to turn out.
No matter who
you can think, Trump's legacy is voter turnout.
I think when the recount
people are engaged
and Kanye is our president. I think all four of us are going to look stupid, and you know, maybe we'll have a musically inclined White House.
I'm ready to look
stupid. I want to know what kind of recording studio they have in the White House.
He'll replace the bowling alley.
Or will he build a new one?
Kanye doesn't bowl.
Like, the official new addition to the White House will be a legit bomb recording studio.
He'll just take out the press room. I hope he
rushes.
That'd
be great.
He rushes a stage at some point.
Wouldn't
that be great? Like, it was an award ceremony?
I did
like
see
he did
a
Taylor
meme
Swift
about
that
the Taylor Swift thing where it was something about how wouldn't it be funny if Trump came out to give his concession speech and Kanye jumped up on the stage and was like, yo, I'm going to let you finish. But
my campaign was the best run campaign of all time.
Right?
He got 105
Mr. West.
Votes in Nez Perce County.
Yep.
Think about that.
Hey, you know, and here's something that has been really unpopular for me to say, but, you know, listen to my opinion. I have a microphone. Kudos to people who vote third party, even people who vote to Kanye. A lot of people do not have the American spirit enough to get up and go vote on voting day because they think it's all pointless, and they're all so cynical that even the occasional, just the once every 4 years requirement that you go and vote is too much of a sacrifice for them.
Yeah.
Even if they're going to go in and write down Mickey Mouse, that's still the American spirit. That counts.
That used to be me. Seriously.
The guy that's not, just like, it's not worth it.
Not from a matter of...
I get mad at people
or I don't have time.
Not from a matter of I don't have time. It was, that was how I looked at it, was I had the very, very firm belief that it didn't matter what my vote was, it was a waste of energy.
Well, and the Electoral College helps to inform that.
Yes, it does. And I've since turned the corner on that, and I no longer feel that way. But what you're describing right there is, when I was a fresh-faced 18-year-old voter, that was how I felt.
Yeah, and I'm not saying your vote necessarily, you know, moved mountains or anything.
No.
But every little bit counts. It doesn't matter if you're the last person to jump on the corpse and take a swipe.
It says
something. You
know,
you're still doing it to say something. Well, it's more of a statement.
Yeah.
There were a lot of local things on this ballot, too. There was the new courthouse deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was the sheriff's running.
So no excuse for local people.
Yeah.
Even if you have no opinion on global politics and you're like...
You ought to have a local one.
You should care whether the new courthouse gets built, because that affects you. You're going to have to go down there at some point.
Yeah.
The local stuff was what caused me to turn the corner on national stuff. Yeah, and good for
you. Voting on the courthouse was weird.
Yeah, it
because
was.
It was so like, if this, then this, and if that
the vote for what you wanted to do, like whether
the
they
Washingtonian
should spend the money
here?
Or not.
Yeah,
I think you are.
Okay,
whether to spend the money or not was actually on vote. The other part was just a referendum for opinion. It wasn't binding.
Right.
Yeah.
But
fuck
you know,
Jay
I can kind of appreciate the fact that they were like, well, what do you guys think we should do? How often does government stoop so low to actually get proper public opinion,
yeah.
Right.
rather than approaching yeah. you with a written law that's 500 pages long, and they're like, you support us because you've supported us before, sign off on this.
It was
right.
it was interesting to see that the vote on the high school definitely affected that, on people's opinion on it, because mm-hmm. they're like, let's renovate what we have instead,
you know, and
because
that's where
it
I voted.
Would have been cheaper to renovate that building down below. Because of the way they said things like, oh, it's going, they highballed the estimates on renovation and super lowballed.
A couple people in
that high school looks like a prison, too.
A couple people
it
in
does.
The bureaucracy can
and
put
my,
a lot of weight on the scales
it
with their
is a
thumb.
Prison.
And
it,
that's
it
always
does.
Shitty because it's hard to catch.
Yeah.
And it's usually you catch it way after it's too late to do anything. You guys want to hear my.
No, I was going to say, please, we're skipping around on subject matter, but it's very relevant, please.
This show is like that level in Donkey Kong where you're on the cart and you're jumping over the gaps. And if ever you miss the gap and you fall down, television and movies talk.
Yeah.
Back up again. Just up here. Fuck. You guys seen The Incredibles? Fuck. Oh, we're talking about
Star Wars.
Okay.
That's a great way to put it.
It really is.
And I don't mind.
He listens to all our
episodes. Mandalorian.
It's really, really astute. You know, the thing that reminds me of the Republican Party is something that I saw in season 7 of Game of Thrones.
Normally, when I write things, I'm very, very careful with the words I used. I crushed this in like an hour, so apologies if I misstep anywhere.
You're someone
but also,
who,
fuck you and fight me.
You're someone who chooses their words carefully, and you understand it's I don't remember where I heard it, but it's something I always go back to. There's a difference between being pissed and being angry.
Yeah.
You choose your words carefully, and it's one of the things I respect about you the most.
Thank you. Much love, Ron. We've reached a point in this country where many have become convinced that those whom do not share their political beliefs are enemies. The right believes the left to be the party of wanton looting, thoughtless and sloppy welfare, and socialism. The left believes the right to be the party of locking up children, dismantling women's rights, and dismissing any accusations of unfairness in our social structure. We've gotten to a place where no longer just opponents, but mortal enemies. We each point to the worst behavior and thoughts of one another's sides and demand that they own it. We see the very few actual violent protesters and say, all the left is like that. We see a small group of Proud Boys waving their red flags and screaming about white oppression and say, all of the right is like that. These broad generalizations and tribalistic tendencies are some of the worst qualities of the American spirit. We love to cheer for our teams. We love to press our boots down on the back of the enemy defeated team and punish them for daring to resist us. We've forgotten that it's all sport in the end. Americans no longer and never should war with themselves again. War is not sport, and sport is not war. Year end and year out, our governance has been hamstrung by obstructionism and grandstanding from the federal level all the way down to the state level, and furthermore, even all the way down to town councils. Both sides make arguments dripping with intellectual dishonesty and reduce all of our most precious beliefs into tiny little sound bites. Taxed enough already. Black lives matter. The sanctity of all life. All cops are bastards. Defund the police. Get your government away from my freedom. They're gonna take our guns. If you don't support us, you're against us. All lacking nuance, empathy, and missing the reality at large. If you've no ideas in your head beyond slogan and talking points, I have little respect for you. Little does not mean none, because I know there's a human in there under the bravado who really does think they're doing the right thing. Since the recent election, the most common thread I see in the news media is a call for national healing. And people from both sides seem to be screaming to our leaders, prove you mean it. Prove you're willing to compromise. In reality, when we ask for either side to compromise, most of the time what we really mean is to have them take a step towards the middle while we staunchly stay put. How can we expect our leaders to stop waving their tribalistic flags when we are waving our own? How do we expect them to stop when we're the ones who enable them? It starts with us. It starts with us rank and file hardworking Americans, the people who actually keep this country running. Not the lobbyists, not the politicians, not the rich elite, and not the sometimes disconnected bigwigs of academia and science. Many of you have been fooled, thinking that there's a great chasm between yourself and your neighbor. This is a convenient lie made to keep us turning out and keeping these assholes in power. Your neighbor does not want to see you starve. Your neighbor does not want to see you suffer. Even my uncle, that posted a LinkedIn effigy picture of Obama right after he was elected the first time, would never want to see anybody who he disagrees with suffer, I'm assuming. I don't think he even truly wanted to see Obama suffer, either. He was just waving his flag, supporting his team. And when his team won, he stomped his boots into the enemy with gusto. He was in good company, too. We won, and you guys are really going to get it now, was the sentiment. And it's an incredibly popular one. Even now with this recent election, people are lacing up their boots. They've forgotten, as many have, that this was all just supposed to be sport. Our wants and desires that we actually agree upon as Americans are the last on our minds and the last on the minds of our rulers. Where do we go from here, and what can we do? Perhaps maybe it's time for nuance to return. Maybe it's time to look your neighbor in the eye and see him for the hard-working, honest American he actually is, regardless of whom he turns out to support every 4 years. He doesn't own the racists, the corporate apologists, and those who would see American run by the dollar for the dollar. Your neighbors don't own the looters, or the cop killers, or the most out-of-touch socialist assholes who have far more education than intelligence. The parties, on the other hand, do own these people. Without them, the fight is lost. Everybody, no matter how repugnant, matters when you're trying to win an election. But we, the people, don't have to put up with this. We can question our leaders, in public even the leaders of our own team. We can call the quarterback of our own team an asshole, especially when he acts like an asshole more often than not. Maybe there are more important things in life than winning. Maybe there are more important things in life than seeing your enemies driven before you. So, my fellow Americans, I personally pledge myself to this notion. Come with me if you will, and if you won't, then feel free to take your tribalism, cynicism, and bad faith arguments and deposit them in the bank of your choice. That way, you can earn all that delicious 0% compounding interest year after year. If you're really lucky, you might even still have absolutely nothing to show for it in a few years' time. Stop waving your team flag, because we all remember the order in which our team allegiances go, or should remember. The flag of Earth, the flag of humanity, and then the flag of America. We get the leaders that we earned through our actions. We cannot live on a ruined planet. We cannot survive as an island in a now globalized society where not only the U.S. has big bombs. We cannot vote out bad actors if the bones of America break through infighting. Stop generalizing. Stop waving your red and blue flags. Stop using straw man arguments. Call out people who generalize. Call out people who are intellectually dishonest and argue in bad faith. Call out the assholes and shitheads among us. But while you do so, try and see their point of view, because there's always a baby somewhere deep within that bathwater. Do so with some compassion, and do so with some empathy. Do so not because it's what our leaders expect, but do so because it is what we should expect from our leaders.
That reminded me of an episode of Seinfeld.
So I was watching
movie talk.
I was watching Netflix the other day.
So quick. God damn it.
No, seriously. I'm reminded. That reminds me of a really, really poignant piece from George Carlin many, many years ago. The American people, and I'm paraphrasing here because it's been a long time.
Bravo, since by the way. That was. Hour.
Yeah, again, very, very extraordinarily well worded. I'm reminded of a piece from George Carlin where he discusses the fact that the American people cannot expect their leaders to be better until the American people are better.
Right.
Stupid, ignorant, garbage people are going to elect stupid, ignorant, garbage people. So you are 100% correct.
I mean, when was the last time there was somebody on the ballot that you were like, that's my guy? That's the one I actually supported in the end.
Never.
Not in my lifetime.
I'd
not
say
in
never.
My lifetime.
Where is my Ron Paul? Where's my Bernie Sanders? This time I went for Michael Bennett. I'm not sure if you looked into him at all, but like what a sweetheart.
The defensive lineman for the Seattle Seahawks?
No. US Senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett.
Okay.
Well, like, was he the well-spoken
constitutionalist?
Nuanced. He was a centrist. Essentially.
But what party was he under? Was he independent?
He was a Democrat.
Was he?
He was a Democrat. Because there's a thing about our political system where there's two parties, and if you don't play in the two parties, you don't get on the stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
If with a third party and a lot of money, you can get into ads. You can get on the air.
Ross Perot.
But there's no monoculture anymore.
He was the closest.
With the only thing that everybody tunes in to watch is sometimes the debates. And the debates are run by the bipartisan committee.
Yeah.
Bipartisan, too.
Which is why Jorgensen didn't get on the stage.
Because you know what? If she did, she would have gotten a hell of a bump. More people, because
the biggest weakness with Joe Jorgensen people would have listened to her?
Is the fact that people don't know who she is.
Yep. Right.
Because there were times when I would say, well, what about Joe Jorgensen? And people were like, who?
Who?
Yeah. And it was like when the Libertarians ran Gary Johnson, it's like, you know what? I don't agree with everything Gary Johnson says. As a matter of fact, I don't agree with 90% of what Gary Johnson says, but I trust Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
I think like Gary Johnson is a decent dude. He's the guy's door who I would knock on if there was a problem. If a house is burning down.
I don't like Bill Weld, though. I voted for Gary Johnson, but I don't like Bill Weld.
Was that his running mate?
That was his vice president. Bill Weld's a shitbag. He's a shitbag fucking Republican.
Vice presidents are window dressing at in the best of cases.
Yeah. At worst, they're Pence, Dick like, Cheney or Joe Biden.
Talk about the most important thing that Pence did. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing.
In the last 4 years. Oh,
probably.
He
fly.
Scowled at the camera a little bit.
The fly on his head.
Probably.
There's a fly on his head.
Say, Kamala
he's most
Harris.
Known after 4 years, he's most known for having a fly on his head.
Yeah.
And that happened, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, and the he wouldn't be alone in a room with a woman.
Yeah,
I don't blame him for that though. After Trump's grab him by the pussy thing, if I was in his cabinet, I wouldn't be alone in a room with a woman either.
I think Mike Pence, he's self-aware enough to know that he's aligned with a guy that's not equal to him in moral standing.
Yeah,
and he still wants to come out of this clean and be like, I did the best I could. He wants to be able to sleep at night.
And he was aligned with a dude who wasn't
right.
on the political level that he was either.
No,
because say what you will,
he fucked himself from being able to run
about
independently.
Mike Pence, but his
who knows
his ability in that debate.
Oh, that's true.
He and Harris had a much better debate than Biden and Trump did. What a couple of fucking dipshits. that whole thing. I mean, you got Weekend at Bernie's and you've got the Muppet, and it was just like, Oh my God. You've got one guy being run by pulleys and one guy with somebody's. I mean, just fucking.
The second debate was not as bad. And I'll tell you, I don't know, that there might be something to the Regeneron thing, because Trump actually came in. And I don't. Do they have any kind of teleprompter or anything that, like, takes them through what they're saying? Trump had some fucking. Like, I'm not saying anything he said was anything I'd support, but he made some, like, real erudite, like, just like.
Yeah. I didn't
concise statements.
I feel like Trump is at his best when he has all the handcuffs and all the shackles on him. When they say, you're in this box, don't fucking stick your hand out of this box for a second. When they said, we will mute you if you start talking over him, et cetera, et cetera. Trump kind of looks okay.
Look at how much better the second debate went.
He looks better.
Not that it went great, but it did. I mean,
yeah, no,
comparatively, it went great.
There were more constraints, and so he had, like, he was.
A lot of people want to say, you know, like, Trump lost the first debate. It's like, no, the American people lost the first debate.
Yeah. China won that one. Uh-huh.
No, we played bingo for the first debate. So, I mean, it was.
Yeah, so, technically, I won that debate.
No, I really, again, kudos to you, Peter, for such concise thinking.
It's about nuance more than anything. The fucking soundbite culture is killing us.
It really,
somebody says
it really is.
Well, you know, all lives matter, and you're like, you fucking fascist.
Yeah, see,
it's like when you say that, you say it as a.
It's like saying everyone's special.
Yeah, as a response to Black Lives Matter, as if you're dismissing everything that they're trying to say.
Yep.
There's some nuance in there.
Yep.
And there also is nuance in the all lives matter idea too. We assume we just take their words and we say, okay, I know what kind of shitty straw man this person is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take those words and I'm going to put them through this filter of what I know the other side is like. And I'm going to take that and be like, you fascist. When in reality, that's not what they meant.
Nope.
That's not what they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. When you say Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, yes, all lives do matter. But you're filtering out the entire fucking point of people saying, black people are the ones who are getting shot for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And on occasion, there are black people that are killed for good reason. But boy, howdy, would I like to wake up in an America where cops don't kill people generally.
It would be
where
really
that's
nice.
The important, that's the part of the criminal justice system. I want more Batmans and less Deadpools.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and. Then they went.
Peter with the strong comic book reference. And then that is outside your wheelhouse, say, like, and that's a really, really fucking astute point, man.
What's the weakness of Batman? The weakness of Batman is his belief in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
That's his weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send them to Arkham. Send them to Arkham so that they can fucking break out and do it again.
The way society is set up, even though the criminal justice system is fucked up, we all appreciate that that's the way we want to do things. We should be fixing that rather than saying, let's circumvent it by just fucking capping people in the street.
Yeah.
That's not an appropriate solution.
No.
Maybe we need some new judges. I mean, locally, we definitely do.
That's an understatement.
I don't know who our local magistrate court or whatever is that loves to let kitty diddlers get off with 30 days probation like every day till Sunday. Every time a court case comes up, it's like, so-and-so was busted for speeding and he had some meth on him, so they put him away for 30 years. So-and-so fucked a 12-year-old. Must appear in court. Yeah. 20 days probation.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put him in mental health court.
That's the one line you don't cross in our society. And, you know, we talk about what can both sides get behind. We hate pedophiles.
I don't care for our local system at all because of the way they've got all of these specialty courts set up. They've got a special one for veterans. They've got a special one for drugs. They've got a special one for mental health. They've got a special one for
domestic violence. Do they? They have like different judges or just different?
Each judge is assigned to it.
Yep.
We've gotten several new judges over the last couple of years, so things are a little bit better. But they keep adding these specialty courts, and I don't agree with it at all.
And
like,
I think it's meant to be rehabilitative.
Yeah, and I don't think it.
But I think
I don't know if it works or not.
It more fosters, in certain cases, recidivism rates.
I feel like judges are best when they spend time on the bench. I think they become more wise with time. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion, but
a lot of these guys have been judges since I worked at the jail 17 years ago.
Okay.
So, like, they just have moved on. Like, it's time to retire, guys. And so these newer ones, it's just time for people to be there.
Are judges elected? They're not elected.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Are they? Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
My wife's dad is one, and he had to run for his reelection a few years back.
It seems weird. I don't know what the proper solution to that is, because I don't think a good campaigner makes a good president and a good campaigner makes a good judge. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, the magistrates that moved in were all appointed.
Okay.
And then they have to run when it comes
appointed
up.
By who? State governor? Right.
They can run unopposed.
From the mayor?
Yeah. The guys retired. Between
it's
election
to me
cycles
that local politics is and such people a miasma. Got, we know how I'm, the three branches of federal government okay. works perfectly fine.
Yeah,
but when you say how does the magistrate judge get to, you know, put your neighbor away for 20 years? How did he get into that position? We're all just like,
yeah, these guys got appointed, and then they end up getting elected later. Because I've seen them on the ballot. Evans was on the ballot this time.
You can get reelected with no opposition.
Yeah.
Basically, if no one runs against you, you're golden.
Yeah,
because most
get it.
Everybody's gonna.
Yeah.
Because you get to
even
pick
if
one.
You get one vote.
But when you first become a judge, that's an appointment. Is that the idea we're assuming?
Yeah, when one retires,
no.
Someone else moves in.
This again, I'm the only Washingtonian here, but
and then in Washington, Brooke is running.
Brooke Burns, she won.
She won?
Yeah,
okay.
She won. She was a lawyer.
You could do both.
I took English 102 with her.
Yeah,
way
well,
back
judges
when.
Usually come and from lawyers.
You can be appointed, I think, by a sitting judge, but you can't.
She was not appointed.
Oh, is that?
She was voted in.
But
replacing, I cannot remember what his name is.
I like that more, for better or for worse.
It's a win-lose kind of thing.
Local elections, it's always tough because people run unopposed. Many seats
very,
in Lewiston
very
were
frequently,
run unopposed.
Yeah, very yeah. frequently.
I'm like,
almost
oh, I'm
every time
I
just write
I
myself in when somebody's running unopposed for something. Or if it's like pick three and there's three dudes, I'll always write myself in. I'll vote for two of them and write myself in as a third.
Well, because then it makes you wonder, like, what is their salary? What are these people's salary that they just get to keep their job unchecked?
Yeah.
Like,
the prosecuting attorney in town.
What is their salary and what exactly? It's like
he ran unopposed.
Office
sure
space.
How much
what exactly
make,
it is you do here?
What do you do here?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
would you say that you do here?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of jobs that exist within our local government that are...
And the only one that seems to have a regular opponent is the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
that got turned.
Yeah.
Bryce
hardcore, man.
He, it wasn't
wow, it was not even
People
close.
Did not like Rodriguez.
No, yeah. not at all.
Yeah, he came over to the sheriff's office to tribal police when I worked there.
That wasn't even just... It couldn't have been a party line vote. People literally,
no,
it was like 30% to 70%.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
It's been coming for a while, though. I mean, he's...
I don't feel like Lewiston police were particularly well run.
Oh, that's the county. That's...
He's Nez Perce County.
Next
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's Nez Perce County. But...
Yeah, that's... That'd be the
sheriff's job is to serve Idaho, evictions and...
In Idaho, the sheriff's main job is to maintain and run a jail. And then they also patrol
and
the county
keep the
outside.
Peace, right?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, because again, I live in Washington on the other side of the river, so I'm not as well versed in it. But consistently, what I heard about Rodriguez was that there were a lot of people who were really dissatisfied with his allocation of funds.
Yeah.
Where he thought the money should be spent was clearly, as you said, fucking 70 to 30. That's not.
No.
Yeah,
they call that a mandate election. The people have mandated that you are bad. That's not a party line.
He took
people had a lot of issue with that.
He took away their take home cars,
mm-hmm.
when he first got elected.
I knew about that.
I think he served three terms, two or three.
I think it was two, but I could be wrong.
I think it's 4-year terms, and he served 8 years, so
yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
And he took away their take-home cars, which was not popular.
No.
And then he had a couple of several.
I don't hate the idea of take-home cars. It's like, if there's a big emergency and you have to call everybody in, they hop in their fucking car that's in their driveway.
I can think of worse places to spend the money.
Yeah. It's not like they can't take their patrol cars to go grocery shopping, can they?
No.
No.
But if they take them home, then the opposite shift can't use them. And so they can't rotate the cars.
That requires
and so they
more
need
vehicles.
At least twice as
That's
many cars,
kind
if
of
not
fair.
Three times
yeah.
as many if there's three
thing,
of them.
It's, but, yeah.
And I think it ended up
because at the end of the day,
on the books,
you're,
it ended up saving
you know,
quite a bit
if,
of money.
If you're somebody who works in law enforcement and it's midnight and you're off shift and, for example, what happened with the one guy who the guy showed up at his doorstep and fucking shot him.
Because his car was in the guy that worked for tribal police.
Yeah.
I'm glad that guy's okay, by the way.
Right,
he's fine.
Yeah. Because from everything I've heard, he's
that
a really
dude that
guy.
Shot him, I took that dude to the dentist once.
Really?
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
But in
cool.
in those kind of instances,
cool.
neat story,
right?
Yeah.
In those kind of
he was in jail that time for stabbing some dude at a Zip Trip.
If you're,
I'm really glad he made it back out on the street. I'm glad that the judge decided that no, he's not a real threat.
No, they sent him to prison.
Right. He learned his lesson.
Yeah, but he got out.
He did 5 to 7, which was the maximum they could give him for aggravated assault. He stabbed three
people.
And when he came out, he was like, "I'm going to shoot a cop."
in those kind of instances. If you're law enforcement and you're off duty and the fucking literal, like the alarm goes off of like, hey, sorry, we know it's your day off, but this is an all call thing. You don't need a police vehicle to get where you need to go.
That's fair.
You don't.
That's fair.
The only one I would have
put one of the little red fucking magnet.
Yeah, man. They have them in movies all the time.
Yeah.
Bee-hoo.
That costs what? $10?
The only one
you can
I
buy one at fucking Goodwill if you find it used. Come on.
The only one I would have kept was the deputy out in Peck. I would have let him keep his car because Peck is almost in the next county, and it's fucking all the way out there.
Yeah,
like Peck is 31.
That's
miles
a different.
Out.
But again, you're not talking about people who are living on fucking Burl. There's a difference.
That's a discretionary thing. Yeah.
A cop car is chump change compared to how much we spend to like do one sidewalk or a fucking road.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I don't know. He says he was saving the county money. Some people were saying he wasn't. I haven't seen the books. I don't know.
Who knows? But the popular opinion turned against him.
I was going to say, it was, again, as you said, a mandate vote. It was not even
several fucking personnel complaints about him being harassing people.
Yeah, he had some social fallout, too, and I think that played a role.
He made some odd choices. But right before the election, most of the things that people were complaining about, the state's attorney that was investigating the things came back and said, no harm, no foul. And so it's hard to say whether all of the hate that was directed at him is legit or not, but whatever. He's not the sheriff anymore.
Yeah, it's over now.
Yeah, it's just an elected position. It's a job. It's not like we made him duke.
Yeah.
You know, people need to remember that. It's not like we took his knighthood away.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's
not a moral
arguably response. He can run again, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He could.
He could.
And he can go into the private sector and make just as much money with the experience he has.
Speaking of, did you see what happened to Lauren Culp? That was brutal.
I don't know.
The guy that ran for governor of Washington against Jay Inslee.
What happened?
So he took I believe 6 months leave of absence to run for governor to oppose Jay Inslee.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in law enforcement. He lost the vote against Inslee, which I do not agree with. I know people who live in Seattle. Jay Inslee's big red mark on his resume is that people say that he only cares about Seattle. I know lots of people who live in the Seattle area who are still like done with his shit.
Like he just doesn't care.
He's a no lives matter guy.
He in a lot of ways he is.
He cares about Jay Inslee.
Yeah, but he won.
Well, that's a common
which is
suit for politicians.
In my opinion, it's disappointing. I don't like a lot of the things that he's done for the state. But so Lauren Culp runs takes a 6-month leave of absence from his position in law enforcement to run against Jay Inslee and loses the vote. But the vote in his county to reallocate funding for the police department passes. So he comes back from his leave of absence to discover that part of the reallocation of funds means that he no longer has a job.
In his county, wasn't he like one of the only cops, though?
Yes.
Okay, so that sucks, though.
Like that's shitty. I'm not saying I agree with him,
but he does have experience. He can move. It's what we always say to
absolutely.
People. They're like, I don't fucking like how right.
Absolutely.
Right-sided Idaho is, but like, just move.
What a shitty thing. Like, yeah. Talk about shaking your faith in the voting system. To like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna step away from my position and I'm going to try and take an active part in politics because I believe I can make changes from the inside. And oh, now I don't have a job anymore. Like, that would, what a kick in the dick that would be.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's always dangerous. But that said, he lost his job via vote mandate, right?
Yes.
Lots of people lose their jobs via nothing. Some yeah. corporate beam counter just said, we need to downsize by 10%. Run the computer algorithm yep. that decided,
hey, I know
like,
you've been here for 2 years,
people.
Ron. Yeah.
Yours was an ageism thing, wasn't it?
I know you've been here for 2 years, and I know that you've only been written up once, but it's not working out.
But you're
I'm
almost
sorry,
40.
What?
Yeah, money talks, and the corporations have all the power.
It's the more that, and I
in this case, the business owners have all the power.
I don't know. I think it's probably 50-50. The age definitely had a part to do with it, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and with the salary that I was making working there, by replacing me with a younger person, they saved themselves $9,000 a year.
I know, if you're doing extreme beam counting, $9,000 looks
money.
Like a big fat
yeah,
chunk of
money.
Change. If it was a dollar, they might press the button on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it, you know.
I feel like, I know this is a bit out there, but at a certain point when a business or a corporation gets to a certain size, a certain amount of profitability, it gains almost like a personhood.
Yeah.
Like it wants to live.
Yes.
It just wants to live. And yep. that's what it's all about, is just getting a little bit more oxygen, just getting a little bit more food. It's the fat guy going back to the buffet for the second helping.
Yep.
He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
He's 400
just
pounds.
Just a little bit more.
But yeah, just going to get that little bit more.
Yep.
Because you never know. Tomorrow, maybe the buffet is going to close down.
Uh-huh.
What can we trim off so that it can get the resources can
people,
add to this?
People are still going to come buy their weed whether Ron works there or not. But you know what? We can save ourselves $9,000 a year if we have some new fresh-paced person come do it.
Well, you just sold me. But you're fired. I mean, that's
seriously, right?
You got
right?
you got to wonder
your
like
business,
a compelling
right.
case.
You got to wonder if that's really the best way to do things, though.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
The problem is we've taken the dollar and we've held it above kind of everything else.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's rose above decency.
No, dude, I go back to one of my coworkers the day that I came in to pick up my things. And God bless him, because he and I got along very well, but we were not close in the way that I was with my other coworkers. And of all the people who spoke up at the time, because he had no idea I'd been fired, I came in and he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I'm here to get my things. And he very loudly said, I thought this was a family place.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It, you know.
Yeah.
The dollar.
That said, there's no power outside the money.
Fuck the fact that you've been a part of this for 2 years and you've gone to our Christmas parties. And
or the potential to build this customer base over an extended period of time.
Whoop-de-doo. Because you know what? The people are still going to come buy it anyway.
Right.
If they could have replaced you with a robot for cheap,
they would have.
They would have.
They would have.
They would have for all
exactly.
of you.
Exactly.
If they had their way, it'd be a vending machine and it would be nothing but profit, and the overhead would be electricity and rent. And that's it.
Dead on. Exactly
and
right.
That's the case for
exactly
every
right.
corporation in America.
Yep.
If the New York Times
especially
tomorrow
in retail.
Figured out a way
especially
that
in retail.
AI could write all their articles, they'd fire all their fucking people.
Yep.
And they're almost there.
They're
getting there.
Getting
yeah,
closer.
A lot of people are.
Getting
they're
closer.
Getting to the point where you just pump in and you're just like, so and so. Kuzmenistan.
Yeah.
2018. The
and speaking of
some of those writers, though, for those papers, they're like journalist light, because I mean, you could almost hire a 16-year-old to write as well as some of those people that write for these.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.